720 WGN. It is Dane in for Nick D until 5 a.m. today here. Dino Tiberi to my right, Dan Segru in the booth and on the line with us. You know, when you've made your, you know, kind of your public persona, right? When, you know, you've kind of embodied your support, your affection, affinity for the mighty Cub like Danny Rocket has, and then you become this creative force, right? When something happens, whether it's I don't know if there's many Cub scandals, but if something negative happens, right, that's one thing. Something funny happens, that's another thing. If you sign somebody big, you know that Danny is going to be in there feverishly.
He's the pulse of all things music when it comes to the Cub.
He's the Quincy Jones of the Cubs, the Motown when it comes to Cubs parodies. Danny, welcome to WGN.
Oh, wow. I've never had an introduction that compared me to Quincy Jones before. This is a first, and it was totally worth getting up at 4 a.m. to come talk to you about it, just for that reason alone.
Well, you know, your public is calling for you to come out and do a little of the back channel stuff. People see, you know, the posts on Bleed Cubby Blue, and then, of course, they hear the songs, and you know, but they don't always get that whole kind of behind-the-music thing onto the thought process and kind of the nuts and bolts on the creative side. So first off, you know, congratulations to you and all of us, to you. It's hard to get away from that, right? To you and all of us for again, and this is part of the benefits of having a Theo-led front office is that, you know, it's the best free agent acquisition out there and, again, is on the Cubs.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Theo has just worked magic and for the last 4 years, and you know, when the window for the Cubs has been open, and it continues to be open, it looks like it will be open for a couple more years with these, you know, young players that we brought up through the farm system, like, you know, Chris Bright and Javi Baez. You know, he's going for it every single year. This is something that we've never seen as Cubs fans before. And it's just great that year after year, they're planning on contending and winning the World Series.
Yeah, it's really refreshing, Danny, to see, you know, a team that, as I said to Dane the other day, with an embarrassment of riches when it comes to position players. They have more players than they do positions, which is something that is struggling through many of the years in the past. You barely had enough guys that were average ball players at some of those positions, and now they've got more than enough, it seems like, and maybe something that could be packaged in a trade later on if necessary during the trade deadline. But I must digress. The main thing right now is Yu Darvish is now a Cub.
Yeah, and it's a great deal for the Cubs, too. They got him for 6 years, 126. I guess there's incentives that can make that another $20 million or so. But it's an amazing deal because he was trying to get, what, $50 million more than that or something like that. I don't know what other teams offered him, but he decided to come to the Cubs, regardless of the money. It's a lot of money, no matter how you cut it, but it's a great deal. Keeps the Cubs, within their payroll targets. And, hey, Theo made the magic happen. And the more this happens, the more great players want to come play for the Cubs, which is just awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it, that's exactly it. Is you're able to get, and down the road, there'll be times where you'll be able to get players that could get more money in other places, and you're already seeing it. But they'll take a little bit less for the opportunity to win a World Series or to be part of a World Series or an iconic franchise and all that kind of stuff. As opposed to, you know, in the past, there were times probably when the Cubs, even with all the history and the ballpark and everything and the fan base, they might have had to overpay because, you know, the player that wanted to go out there and compete for a championship knew it just wasn't going to happen in Chicago. So, yeah, I think I'm excited about it. You said the 6 year, you seem like it's a get to, not a have to. A lot of people are saying that 6 year is the kind of thing that, you know, they wouldn't have or shouldn't have or you wouldn't have seen on a regular basis. I know it's incentive built, but you see it as a plus, right? You get an extra year of him. It's not like you're stuck with him for one more.
Well, we might be stuck with him for the one more, but if you break down the contract, he's making 19 and 18 million in his last 2 years. So they've kind of got it front loaded. He's making the most this year, 25 million, and then it goes down from there. So, it seems like they're staying under the threshold and still kind of, well, they're doing it. They're doing a 6 year contract in the right way.
And they're
in a way that works.
I didn't mean to interrupt you there, Danny, but they're at, you know, they've got an opt-out in there after 2 years, a no-trade clause for him, and it might be a situation where, you know, after, I mean, it would be great if, you know, he does, if he, the opt-out is an issue, because that would mean that he's had two great years leading into that. So, you know, I think it's a win-win for the Cubs all the way around, the way this goes right now, and we'll see how the chips fall everywhere else as far as, you know, some of the other pitchers that are still available, and maybe this breaks up the logjam of all the free agents that are still out there right now.
Yeah, I think it probably should. I mean, pitchers and catchers report today, which is the three most beautiful words in the English language. And, you know, Jake Arrieta doesn't have a team yet. Neither do a lot of guys. And I was really impressed in Darvish's press conference yesterday when he said, listen, I didn't want to be disruptive when by coming in to the team in the middle of spring training. So I wanted to get this done before spring. I think it's important for me to be here and be working with the coaches. Like, he said all the right things of why he wanted to get this done before spring. Jake's not there yet, and he's a man without a team, you know?
Yeah, we wonder how that is going to happen. I know I talked with our sports guys on the beat last week, and you know, you take all those things kind of out of the equation, the money, the years, the breakdown over time and whatever, and you think just this year, would you rather have a Jake Arrieta than a Yu Darvish? And they kind of came down on both sides of it. You know, you've got the youth, and I know that people have said that his stuff is great and that he is a great pitcher, but he hasn't, you know, been able to prove in those pressure situations that he's the kind of guy that's going to lock it in and give you a win there.
Well, I mean, that a lot of people are making a lot of those two World Series games against the Astros with Darvish. And, you know, that's two games. And I don't think you judge a guy in baseball by just two games. He pitched great against the Cubs, unfortunately, in the NLCS. And he pitched great against the Diamondbacks before that. So I think he has been in high-pressure situations. I think he's a competitor. The other thing I'll say, too, is he had the Tommy John surgery in 2015, 16, like a couple years ago. That kind of presses the reset button on your arm a little bit. And after 2 or 3 years, you might be, you know, throwing even harder than you were before you had Tommy John. These guys are throwing without pain for the first time in a few years. And I don't know. I see a little bit more longevity in a guy like Darvish, even though obviously Arrieta's in such great shape. But, you know, I come down on the Darvish team.
Well, you got to, because really, honestly, that's the only way that you can do it and still be happy with what's going on. So we all hope for the best. You mentioned don't judge him on a couple of games, and you don't want to judge you, Danny Rocket, Bad Teenage Mustache, on just a couple songs, right? You're constantly doing it. We're going to get into, after this break, kind of that thought process, the creative side of coming up with these great parodies. When something happens in the Cub world, you know, Danny will write the score for it. He will put that soundtrack to it, and we're going to talk about it and hear the new song after the break. So Danny, hold tight. Right now the weather is unseasonably warm here in the Chicago area. It's going to be very warm in Arizona, at least warmer, I hope. But right now, Dino, the weather. 720 WGN, we are back. It is Dane in for Nick DiGilio until 5 a.m. And on the line with us, Dino is to my right. Dan, of course, is in the booth as well. And on Valentine's Day, you know, nobody loves their team more than Cubs fans. And of the Cub fans, you know, you wonder, what are the ways, and Dino, you know, your thoughts on this too, what are the ways that you can show your love? And one of those ways is to write a song for them, right?
Well, of course.
Like the minstrels, you know, down, you've got the lady, or maybe it's, you know,
put your Cub hat on.
Maybe it's a Bobby Dernier up on the balcony. you're serenading him.
Part of the Daily Double.
When it comes to putting a soundtrack to some great Cub moments, whether it's a World Series victory or the latest free agent acquisition, Bad Teenage Mustache, and Danny Rocket himself has been doing that. And so, Danny, here it is. Does it ever happen where something happens in the Cub world and then you kind of wake up and be like, I don't feel it. You know, I'm just not feeling it. Or anytime something happens, do you get into the studio and start making some music?
I always try to write something, but I'm just happy Rob Zastrzyzny hasn't done anything, you know, really exciting, because wouldn't be the easiest one to do. But no, I mean, this stuff all kind of comes naturally to me. I've been writing music my whole life, and so I love writing music and I love the Cubs. It seems like a perfect fit to write songs about them. So I do.
Well, this one right here, so you, Darvish, with all the you in there and the love and all that kind of stuff, you're almost tripping over yourself with the possibilities. Sometimes, you know, there's only one or two really natural song avenues to go down. This one, it's like a, you know, it's an expressway of opportunity. So talk a little bit about the song. I know we're going to play a bit in a second, but talk about the new latest track you got here.
Yeah, well, I got two. I don't know which one you're going to play, but Al Yellen, who's the editor of Bleed Cubby Blue, had suggested to me to do I Got You, Babe, which seemed like a really obvious choice. And when something is so obvious, it means it's pretty perfect. And as long as nobody else has done it, I'll do it. And that one, and I did Oh Baby, You've Got What I Need as
the
well.
Biz Markie special.
Yeah, and once again, a perfect fit, but I host a private Facebook page called the Sun Ranzo Ranchers, and I did ask for suggestions on there, and there must have been 100 at least, and people posting lyrics, and everybody's getting into the act on you, Darvish, because there's just, I mean, there must be 50 songs that you could do that people have actually even heard of.
you can't stop.
Yeah,
you picked a couple great ones to start with, and so Dan, which one are we going to hear first? Okay, we're going to hear the the Sonny and Cher one. So stay tuned. This is Danny Rocket with his latest song.
All winter long, we didn't know to which baseball team you, Darvish, would go. Now he'll be wearing Cubby Blue 2018, the Cubbies, they got you. Paid. We got you paid. We got you paid. Our rotation's gonna bring another World Series ring. Use missing bat, strike some out. The Cardinals are scared when you's on the mound. Contract he signed is 6 years long. Had Tommy John, let's hope.
All right, wow. Okay.
That's fantastic.
Okay, so Danny Rocket here with We Got You Paid. Now, here's the thing, too, is some of these songs, there's a level of difficulty in there. You had to really kind of belt out and hit the high notes. Plus, you had to, you know, Sonny is one thing, but, you know, the musical icon Cher, right? You had to kind of emulate her a little bit. Was this on the level of difficulty scale a little tougher than most?
Well, luckily, I have a really authentic Cher wig that I like to put on when I'm recording, and it helps me hit the high notes.
Right. We're going to hear Thieves, Tramps, and whatever that song was she used to do, too?
Oh, yeah, no. I'm sure not. You just got to be able to whip it to one side with the tongue out the other and go, woo, or whatever you do. All right, well,
exactly. And then the rest just makes itself from there on in. Just the tongue, the woo, and the hair.
Perfect.
We got to get Ronnie Whoop. Never mind.
No, don't even start that.
So here's the thing. You know, this one has got so many possibilities that you came up with two songs right out of the gate. So let's talk a little bit, describe the thought process around the other one.
Well, that was the first idea I had to do, was because it, you know, just I really always liked that song. It's from like 1989. I think I was a freshman in high school then, and I guess we danced to that at the homecoming dance and stuff. So I always liked You Got What I Need. Everybody, you know, say he's just a friend and all this stuff. I just thought it was perfect. It had been going through my head for weeks, and, you know, it was already written in my head. But I was just really hoping that you, Darvish, would sign with the Cubs so I could write these songs, because I wasn't going to do it unless he did.
Right.
But I did have an idea, if he didn't, that I would do that CeeLo Green song. Which also has the word you in it. I can't say the first word of the song.
Yeah, it's not a clean one, yeah. That's for sure.
It's not a clean one, but I thought that would be a perfect one if he didn't sign. But all these songs were going through my head for weeks. So as soon as he signed, I had to sit down and write them.
And it fits in, too, because, you know, he hopefully, right, he does have what the Cubs need. So, Dan, go ahead and start that next one.
Darvish took a while to choose, and we had to wait. Now we'll pitch for the Cubs, and he's replacing Jake. Theo Epstein came through with the compensation. Money in Japanese doesn't need translation. Back in 2015, Darvish's arm got hurt. Got Tommy John, really screwed the Rangers. Got traded to the Dodgers, who could forget? Took a bases loaded walk in the NLCS. The Cubs wanted him here, but Darvish had to choose. $126 million, has him wearing Cubby blue. The Cubs got the team, now they got a shot. Darvish slotted into Arrieta's spot. The Cubs have got him for six, opt out after two. And mountains of rickets though in a fat contract for you. You likes to strike him out, he's good at eating up innings. When you pitches a baseball, batters miss with a swing. We're coming back with a baseball team that can win again. With you on the Cubs, we'll be world champions. Come on, the Cubbies are going for it. This is what I'm going to sing. You picked the Cubbies. Now the Cubs will win again. The World Series champions. Oh, baby, you picked the Cubbies.
All right. Wow. That's
fantastic.
You know, not only here you get the musical side of things, but there's an incredible level and amount of storytelling there, right? You get the whole thing. If you didn't know the backstory.
You got it all in there in about a 60-second span right there.
Yeah, so Danny, give information how people can get in on all those things. Hear the latest stuff, the newest things that are undoubtedly going to be coming out as we get into spring training, and then all those hits from the past you can relive in a musical way, Danny Rocket, and all your favorite Cub memories. Give the information out.
Well, you can find everything that I do Cubs-related-wise at sunranto.com. That's like Ron Santa with the R and S switch. Everything's on YouTube under my name. That's Danny Rocket with two T's. I'm on SoundCloud, Facebook, Twitter. And if you want to join that private Cubs group and you're not, if you don't have your feathers easily ruffled, check out the Sun Ranto Ranters Facebook page. We have fun over there.
Oh, well, thanks so much for what you're doing. We appreciate it. I know the Cub fans all love it, and we're going to be excited to see what's coming next. And thanks for getting up and joining us here on WGN this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me on. I always love talking to you, Dane. And you too, Dino.
Yep. Thanks, Danny.